need a frame of reference safer than my own two eyes. And I know I've grown to like it when you're cold and slightly calculating, waiting for the dough to rise, so you can sink your cool gray teeth into my pale skin until the veins and gristles show. But I don't know what you're waiting for, dive right in. The water's fine, the tide is out. Let's blow, or rather roll, into some other valley deeper than the ones we've known. And it's nice to think that I don't have a soul, but it's probably not the case, and in any case I'll never know until I reach the other side, a great big hole, and conduct a few experiments. And I'm gonna die before I get home, so in spite of all my cheeriness, there's still the matter of serpentine hobgoblins constantly swelling and turning tides against me. I guess it's only a certain time, the problem I've been struggling with and discouraged by. So let's see, take me at my word, that'd be a proper start, make me say the things I should, cause you must know that lately I've been burned, and I've got a copper heart, the interface don't work so good, so I resort to screaming bits of gibberish between seething yawns of downtime, like a senile mystical sip of wits, then a warm reboot at dawn, and now I'm naked in the sun, waiting for some new dragon, waiting for the rain to come, but I recommend you take it on the run, get thee to a speed wagon, race until the day is done, the battle's almost over now.